Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood.
And I'm Jeff Young. The U.S. Marine Corps anthem says they'll tackle the enemy on land or water. But for many thousands of Marines who lived on the Corps' Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, the enemy, it turns out, was the water. From the mid-1950s to the mid-80s, drinking water at Lejeune was tainted with a potent stew of toxic chemicals, including dry cleaning agents and degreasing solvents from the base's machine shops and junkyard. Master Sergeant Jerry Ensminger served nearly a quarter century in the Corps and spent 10 years at Camp Lejeune in the 1970s and 80s. I reached him on the phone at his home in North Carolina, where he's retired. He told me he didn't learn about the contamination until the late 90s.
I was walking into my living room with a plate of spaghetti to watch the evening news, and the reporter said that the chemicals that had been found in Camp Lejeune's drinking water were linked to childhood cancer, primarily leukemia, and that is what my child died of. I dropped my plate right there on the living room floor.
Tell me about your daughter, Janie.
Well, Janie was one of my four daughters. She was the only one that was conceived on Camp Lejeune, and when Janie turned 6 years old, she was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia, and basically, I watched my little girl go through hell for nearly 2.5 years, and I watched her die a little bit at a time. And she died on 24th of September, 1985, the same year that the Marine Corps decided to take their contaminated wells offline.
Ensminger devoted much of the past decade to learning about the connection between Lejeune's water, his daughter's disease, and ailments reported by other Camp Lejeune vets and their families. Hundreds of thousands may have been exposed. There are reports of cancers, birth defects, and other diseases. Some say they have trouble getting the Veterans Administration to cover medical expenses, and they've turned to the courts. Pending claims against the military have climbed into the tens of billions of dollars. The National Academy of Sciences National Research Council just released its review of the contamination and links to health effects. But those hoping for firm answers were disappointed. I spoke with Cal Bear Anderson, a health scientist for the Environmental Defense Fund, who was a member of the Academy panel.
The scientific data that's available to us cannot confirm whether their health effects are associated with the exposures that they received while living or working at Camp Lejeune.
So what's your message then to people who do have such a sense of frustration that they can't get a firmer answer from the most esteemed body of science that the country has, really, the National Academy, on whether their exposure is related to health effects that they're suffering?
My message would be, science can't always answer these very important and critical questions. In fact, rarely do we have conclusive proof. What we do know is that people were exposed to toxic chemicals, that the toxic chemicals are associated with a variety of adverse health effects. And based on these facts that we have in hand, we believe that the Navy or Department of Defense should move forward with policy decisions as quickly as possible based on these facts.
Bayer Anderson says incomplete data about water delivery at the base and the complex nature of exposure led the panel to conclude that further study is unlikely to give any better results. Others say the National Academy could have done more. Boston University professor of public health, Richard Clapp, has been working with a community advisory panel at Camp Lejeune for 3 years. Dr. Clapp is well known for his work on high-profile water contamination cases, and the National Academy asked him to review the panel's work. He wrote a blistering critique. Dr. Clapp told me he's especially unhappy with the way the panel characterized the cancer-causing potential of the two main contaminants, the solvents trichloroethylene, TCE, and perchloroethylene, or PERC.
They said there are no either sufficient causation or sufficient association relationships that they could identify from the literature. That's a very conservative reading of the literature. In fact, previous National Academy reports have gone further than that. So they're actually taking a step backwards to sort of give such low ranking to these two major chemicals.
So generally, where we think of the NAS as being pretty much as good as we can get, in this case, you think they dropped the ball?
I think they dropped the ball. And during the last administration, National Academy committees were not the gold standard. And there was a National Academy committee that looked at the EPA's dioxin reassessment and came out with a similar kind of pro-industry, assume the chemical is innocent until proven guilty type of report. And I'm here to say that I think that's what this National Academy report was like on the Camp Lejeune studies. It was a give the benefit of the doubt to the pollution, not to the victims.
Dr. Clapp says the TCE contamination at Lejeune is among the worst he's seen. The federal drinking water limit is 5 parts per billion. At least one point, a well in Lejeune had 1,400 parts per billion. A half dozen other scientists are joining him in a letter to the Academy outlining their concerns. He thinks federal agencies investigating the Lejeune contamination should continue their work and largely ignore the Academy's report. But other public health advocates see value in the National Academy's findings, especially the recommendation that further study should not be an excuse to delay action. Again, Academy panelist Cal Bayer Anderson.
I think what people might be missing is this critical message that what we're saying is people were exposed to chemicals in their drinking water, and these chemicals are associated with toxic health effects. And that should be the basis of policy decisions, not waiting for some level of causal determination. And I actually think that in many cases, the bar to prove causality for situations like this, where you have environmental exposures, is so high that, you know, really, you know, having us come out and say, look, if people are exposed, that's an important fact.
A spokesperson for the Marines says officials are still reviewing the Academy's report. Well, Congress is also pushing for action. The Senate's Armed Services Committee will probably hold hearings, and both North Carolina senators have given the Navy Secretary until the end of the month to respond to questions about how the contamination was handled. Retired Marine Jerry Ensminger has a lot of questions. He started a website called The Few, The Proud, The Forgotten to draw more attention to contamination he thinks should have been dealt with much earlier. Ensminger says he wants the Corps to do what he trained his young Marines to do, take care of their own.
Semper Fidelis is the official motto. It's Latin, and it means always faithful. And I have unfortunately discovered through this fight that the only way that you can make them live up to that is to force them to do it. I will give this up whenever the organization that I serve proudly, the United States Marine Corps, lives up to our motto and our slogan, or whenever they pat me in the face with a shovel and blow taps over me.
You can read more about the contamination at Camp Lejeune and Jerry Ensminger's campaign at our website, loe.org.